so glad to have you along, and we're so glad to have a couple of ladies in studio that I know my time in Ogallala acquainted me with both Mary Pierce and Gail Knott. And they're, of course, Mary has stepped out of her role with the college, but so kind enough to make the drive over to our studios today. You are now a retired Ogallala campus administrator. You like that title, or are you still getting used to that, Mary?
Oh, I like it a lot.
Former, retired, and I'm sure you're about just as busy as you were when you had the actual title, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, thanks so much for coming over here today. And Gail Knott, you had your roots kind of there in Ogallala, kind of cut your teeth over there at the Ogallala campus, and you were in Mary's role before she took over, is that right?
That is correct.
Oh, let me hang on here. I've got to get your mic up. See?
No, that is correct.
Yeah.
That is correct.
Yeah, and then, what was it, 2015 that you came to North Platte?
I hired Will, and Mary Pierce replaced me, and then I was able to move down to North Platte and work at the North Platte campus.
And you are the Mid Plains Dean of Outreach and Training is your title, too.
Yes.
So what's that? Recruiting is a big part of what you do, or
really,
promoting the college? Or?
Well, I get the oversight of all four of our community campuses is a big part of that role, but then also working with business and industry and doing training needs there specifically, and then all the fun community education classes for those who want just the fun of learning a new hobby or a new skill. So those three areas kind of make up what our team does as an outreach team.
Those have become a lot more popular over the probably even the last 10-15 years, right?
And more advanced. You know, there's so many cool things happening in our world with technology and skills that, there's no shortage, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Jen Fuller is also here. We want to recognize her because she won't say anything on microphone. She's as far away as she can get from a microphone, but she's the public information specialist. So I just have to mention you so the folks know, you know, that you're here taking pictures and probably going to do a release later on. But she's the one that keeps us apprised of all things happening at Mid Plains, and surely appreciate her. So the reason we're having your ladies both here is to talk about a great little program that is coming on, and a release that Jen sent out a few weeks ago about MPCC receiving national recognition for a new program that has driven student success and made a meaningful difference in the community. The college took first place and was honored with a 2025 Jen Zabar Impact Award for its Ready to Work Building Construction Homes for Heroes program. And Mike Steele represented the college and got to go to Tennessee a few weeks ago to receive this award and bring it back. So let's talk about this program. It was launched last spring at the Ogallala Community Campus. The Ready to Work Building Construction Program is created to teach essential construction skills while helping meet the growing demand for skilled trades workers in West Central Nebraska. It is under the guidance of instructor Casey Craig. Students build a multi-use structure as their first project. I remember seeing that in Ogallala, but we're zeroing in on the latest initiative, Homes for Heroes. Mary, tell us about the origins of this and how it came to fruition.
Sure, you bet. After our first program where we built a multi-use, we didn't know what to call it, cabin, shed, we found a partner in The Connection, Lincoln County's homeless shelter, and they purchased that structure with the goal of setting up a tiny home community. So we worked with our partners there, and that structure will become a laundry facility in an 8-10 home community, just a couple blocks away from here. So our second year is when we added the Homes for Heroes. That's when we really partnered with The Connection on where are our housing needs in relation to unhoused people. And working with Ashley Lewis, the director of The Connection, she immediately went to veterans. So last spring, our students built a tiny home, which will be the first home available for an unhoused veteran. In early June, they had a groundbreaking, and we had great representation from veterans organizations in Lincoln County. And it was so moving to know that the house our students built will become home for a veteran.
That's got to be a great, great feeling, too. How did you connect with a guy that's in the construction industry, sure, and Casey Craig to kind of take the reins of this?
Sure. That was one of our greatest challenges when we started the Ready to Work Building Construction Program. We had a great idea because I could look out my window at the Ogallala campus and see all this construction going on. And so we brainstormed how do we meet some of these needs for workforce? And so we had meetings. Gail went to home builders. We just reached out to every contractor we could think of. And frankly, they're all so busy building that the idea to teach a class was kind of lower on their priority. They have enough work. Yep. So, you know, when you're involved in a community, you know someone, you reach out to everyone. And I reached out to Tawny Craig at the Chamber. And I'm like, Tawny, I know your husband is a contractor. And she's like, I don't know if he'd be interested. And I'm like, but she hooked me up with him and we brought him in for a meeting. And his demeanor and his personality just works so well with our students. And frankly, he's doing a lot for us. Sure, we pay him. Could he make more building whatever he builds? Absolutely. But he sees the value. So Casey Craig has been just a huge part of this program.
And how many students were involved in the construction of what they've created so sure. far?
Well, we have 4 students. And when you think about 4 students, you're like, where is the impact? Well, first of all, we have a couple of restrictions. The size of the shop, we can't have more students in there. It's hard to work around. But we're utilizing the space that we have. And so we are able to build a 16-by-20-foot structure. Due to the size of the garage door to move this out, it's built in 2 pieces, and so 4 students fit this project.
Mm-hmm. And the Telegraph had a nice, very nice article, and I know the Keith County News highlighted it too. They did a great job of bringing out the salient points on that. But I just got to think it's got to be when you know that what you're building is going to be for a veteran, a homeless veteran, and provide a home for them, that's a dynamic that's pretty hard to duplicate, isn't it? And the feeling you get from knowing that it's not just for the sake of getting some experience and building things. Mm-hmm. It's going for a great cause.
That was a huge part of this year's class. The first year, you know, they were building something, wasn't sure what it was going to be. But mm-hmm. when we learned there was a goal of who was going to live in this house, and then we had Ashley come down and visit with the students. And I tell you, when she talked about the impact that this project will have, you can teach students how to build and yeah. We added plumbing and electrical components.
Yep.
But when she talked about who this was going to impact, we were all just moved. And I think that's sometimes missing from education in the sense of we're all kind of self-centered. You know, how is this benefiting me? I want to get a yep. job. I want money. But when you learn yep. about the greater good, it was really moving. So that has been a huge part of our program now.
So we got that what they built this spring, that I understand is going to be transported this fall sometime mm-hmm. is what they're looking at to transport it from Ogallala over to the Connection Shelter and have it be the first of what's going to wind up being, 7 homes and yep. then the one like multi-purpose?
Exactly.
Dwelling structure. For all of what will end up to be kind of a little tiny home community mm-hmm. there on that plot where we did the groundbreaking a few
yes,
weeks ago.
Yes, exactly.
So we're going to have, obviously, there'll be a change in students each year probably, right?
Yes.
And so, I mean, the impact, because we're going to do probably 1 a year, right? So this is going to mm-hmm. be over a 7-year period or so.
It is. Yeah. And we're currently recruiting students for our next class, which will start in the spring semester 2026. You know, when you have just a small pool, we're looking at recruiting 5 students. And from area high schools, as well as the homeschool community, we're kind of having a little trouble reaching the homeschooled community because we just don't have that connection
yet. Yeah, how do you do that?
Yeah.
That would be the thing.
So, yeah. You know, if somebody knows of a high school student in our region, please reach out to the Ogallala campus and they'll put them in contact with me because I am I am staying in this role as a consultant for this program.
There you go. You're a consultant. See, you have a new title.
Yeah, I just want to. Yeah. It's so important, this program, for a variety of reasons. Workforce development in our area. Providing students with skills, not everyone is going to go on and get a 2-year or 4-year degree, but everyone really should have skills, basic skills. And the skills they're learning are so transferable in all kinds of different career fields. I mean, if you can use hand tools, if you know a little bit about electrical, plumbing, even just for later on in life, it's really valuable.
Yeah, even if you don't go in it as a career, you have a leg up and maybe fixing some things and saving yourself some money later on. I mean, I've never got into that, and I was like, I don't care to, and now I'm married to someone who learned a little bit about it, and she puts me to shame. She can fix she can fix some things and save us some money, so we're not always having to call plumbers and people like that. So, Gail, you've been sitting there patiently listening and nodding your head and agreeing with everything she said, but I'm sure you've got a little extra to add here, probably.
Oh, I don't know if I have much more extra to add, other than, you know, my role with any of our community campuses is really to support the initiative and kind of the thinking outside of the box. And so Mary and I have always worked well together, and when we had this opportunity, it was a lot of brainstorming, and really it does go to Mary 100% for having the thought and the vision and how this comes together. But I think it's going to be, it is an amazing program, and it is hugely important that it continues on, and it also is such a model for what can we do on our other rural communities, where we also have Broken Bow and Imperial and Valentine, because we are one service area, but the demographic is different from north to south, and the needs in these rural communities are very different. We do something very similar. It is not tied to high schools, though, but we do a ready-to-work welding up in Valentine in Cherry County, which makes sense for that region. And so I think just part of our thought process at the community campuses is really trying to connect to our communities, to the business and industry there, and how do we meet some of those needs? Mm-hmm. And is that high school students? Is that reskilling and upskilling the adult population? There's no shortage of opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Mid Plains does such a great job of that too, and offering just such a variety of different things that people can get involved in. And more and more people are opting for, you know, like a 2-year option there, and Mid Plains offers so much. And I'm fortunate to get to know people like you and Ryan Purdy and Daniel Stinman, get to talk to them each month and do a recap of the meeting. But you have such a good thing going, but to see it branch out as we have here over the years, and first Ogallala and Imperial now, and Broken Bow, I saw the one up there while I was up there earlier this year, and Valentine, you mentioned, Gail. Yeah. It's just amazing how these things can happen. But the people involved are, I mean, I just sense you're all passionate about this, you know, because we want our young people to be educated, but we want to give them as much opportunity as possible to try different things and just encourage them, you know, anything you think you might, you know, want to do for a career, you know, get your feet wet a little bit and find out, because oftentimes you don't know until you try it, you know. I mean, I was scared to death the first time I was behind a microphone.
Exactly.
But after a while, you know, I got over that, and I was like, this is kind of fun, you know.
Yep. Absolutely.
You don't know until you try it. Oftentimes you can have a vision in your mind of how it might go or anything, or you can see somebody else doing it. But you got to try it, really, a lot of times to know whether this is something you really want to be a part of, right?
Absolutely. And I think Mary's had the opportunity to know the last two cohorts of students and understand some of the reasoning why they, you know, wanted to participate and what they saw for their future, for their next steps. And it's some of that's been maybe they've come down to Mid Plains and enrolled in one of our programs. One of the students in the very first class He was very good and proficient, and Casey Craig hired him to work afternoons and weekends for him.
There you go.
You know, and so we want to see all of that. And I think another student had a plan to go on to a four-year and step into architecture. So you don't really know the reason why, but they have a reason they're taking that. And it's just really fun to see what those next steps are for them.
Well, thanks again, ladies, for coming in today. And Mary, I'll take the retired part out of here. You're now a consultant, but former Ogallala campus administrator is now consulting and helping out as this project will go on for the next few years. And I think it's just going to be neat as we continue to add these tiny homes right next to the Connection Homeless Shelter here in North Platte, and see this be really little community develop, that is going to get some veterans off the streets and get them then into their own place. And who knows where it will go from there. But we've started something pretty significant, I would say.
Exactly.
It's a great thing. Mary Pierce, Gail Knott, who's the Mid Plains Dean of Outreach and Training, has been with us as well. Thanks again, ladies. Enjoy your day, all right?
Thanks for having us.